Wadap.
Gue paling benci, kayak gue tuh tipe orang yang kayak, I cannot start my day if I haven't taken a shit in the morning.
Well, if that applies to me, then I won't be able to start my day because I really don't shit regularly. And that's bad, I know.
Why don't you shit regularly?
I don't know, because that's my problem. Like, Candita and I cannot shit regularly. My sister, like, laugh at me for that. Like, now...
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? What does that mean, you don't shit regularly?
No, sometimes I don't... I shit for, like, 3 times a week. Only for 3 times a week. On a bad days.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lah, tapi kalau biasanya, kalau misalnya it's not like a bad week or whatever, how many times do you shit in a week?
4, 5, 3. I have a really bad like metabolism, man. But now, since I took the apple cider vinegar in the morning, I shit every day. But not in the morning, at night. Like after dinner.
Shit.
I'll go poo-poo. Yes, shit.
Shit. Gue gak bisa loh. Gue ngomongin ini sekarang karena since coming to Barcelona, my clock is like fucked up.
Yeah.
So gue bangun, dan gue tuh biasanya bangun, gue bisa minum air putih or like lemon and water, and gue langsung langsung tuh gue ke toilet and I just like shit, right? Everything that I ate the night before is like coming out of my ass. But here, gue ngerasa kayak, kok gue gak bokeh-bokeh, kok gue masih...
And
I fucking hate the feeling because I feel so bloated. I feel super bloated.
And then the food that you ate there is different from, you know, what you always have in like Singapore or like Jakarta. And then so much bread, so much, you know, meat. That's why your ass is blocked.
Itu bener loh. Kemarin gue ngomong sama Giam kan, gue bilang sama dia, lo perhatiin gak sih kalau misalnya diet lo di sini, diet Spanyol itu gak ada sayur sama sekali ya? Sayur ada, buat mereka itu wortel.
Zaitun.
Wortel, you know.
Zaitun.
Yeah, man, do you know, it's like, do you know that carrots are like 70% water? It's like, dude, it's not like fiber.
No.
He's like, oh yeah, I didn't really notice that. I didn't really think about that.
They don't have like vegetable. What they eat was, I don't know, things that I ate when I was in Barcelona was what? Apa? Olive. I munch a bunch of olives and then and sausage.
Olives juga enggak sayur, man. Olives juga kayak udah dikasih garam banyak, iya.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, really though. Hey, people in Barcelona, if you're listening, you guys consider as fucking vegetables. Tell me. I'm an Asian and I'm curious and I want to know. What do you consider as a vegetable in Barcelona?
Because it's making my cycle, my poop cycle, not... I don't know. Anyway, whatever. What up, mother fixers and sister fixers? Welcome to XPMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the feels. Look at my studio. I have the fixed PMS schedule. I have event schedule. I'm really thinking of getting like a new binder or like, you know, one of those binders to write things. But do they do that? Do you do that? Do you organize, Nick? Like, do you schedule your life?
I used to schedule my life a lot more than I do now, but I think like now, especially because there's Google Calendar, you can schedule things easily. Tapi biasanya gue tuh daripada gue bikin schedule, gue mendingan bikin list. So the day before, like if I have like a lot of shit to do the next day, gue bakal nulis di post-it and then I'll write like list. Okay, priority, I need to do this. And then at the end of the day, I like to see like, okay, what have I like actually ticked off the list?
Terus
but, I just really like lists, dude. I really love lists.
Wow,
in
you sounded like a freak. I like lists. I like lists.
I like lists, yo. I fucking love lists. And I love, dude, lo nanya aja sama Putra. Every time we got shit to do, I always send him lists. And he's like, oh man, not another motherfucking like fucking list again. I don't want to look at your list, Nick. It's so useful, dude.
Yeah, no, because this the other day I saw this girl, one of my friends on Instagram. She had this like kayak bullet journaling gitu, tapi udah dibikin. So like you have events, you have things to do, and then you have food, what you eat, on a day, and then you have people to catch up to, and I'm like, wow, that's really interesting, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, right? It's nice.
It's really thoughtful. I kind of want to do it to get my life together, because I have a bunch of shit to do, and especially with the Instagram thing, gue tuh suka lupa gitu, kayak, I have to post what time, in what day, in what account. You know, I'm a proud owner of 7 accounts in my Instagram today. 7 accounts on my Instagram.
Emang boleh ya, 7 ya?
Enggak, so ternyata lo bisa log out from your Instagram and then you save the password and you still can log in kalau misalnya lo mau.
Oh, okay.
So I still have everyone's account. Jadi gue punya my account, and then I am yours account, and then Fix Production account, and then my photography account, and then apalagi itu, my secret account, and then I have my nephew, and then I have Fixed PMS account. Yay!
Yes! So, all right. Actually, for all the listeners out there, yes, you need to know that we now have an official Instagram page.
Yes, and why does it really matter for us? Because finally, Nick and I can, you know, have a, you know, some sort of media. We want to develop Fixed PMS as a media for, you know, for women. Jadi, whatever your pronouns, and, you know, whoever feels comfortable in, you know, reading our content and enjoy our content, we would like to invite you in, because we would post a lot of shit that related to mental health, related to friendship, fun stuff, happy stuff, every day. Only positive space.
Yes, I mean, Fixed PMS's Instagram is... We just kind of wanted to really have a clear brand for what Fixed PMS is. Karena sekarang udah, sebenarnya sih, since the YouTube chat, like the actual video part of it, since then it's already been a year. Fixed PMS udah lewat setahun.
Dan shit, yeah.
Gue sama Sabrina bener-bener kayak, yeah, fan.
Yeah.
Gue sama Sabrina bener-bener kayak, hey, actually, this has been such a good space for us to talk about how we feel on things, and especially because we haven't seen each other in a really long time, and kayak Sabrina udah bilang dari kemarin-kemarin, ini lebih kayak kita ngobrol, dan we wanted to create a really nice positive space on social, so that people can kind of get affirmations and positive vibes out of the stuff that we want to post there.
Yeah.
Kayak kemarin aja ada Putra komen di salah satu post, terus dia, he likes to comment on my Instagram that's like, shut the fuck up, man. But I was like, you better not fucking do that on this Instagram page, because this is all about positive vibes, and it's just to make people feel good and to make people feel like they have a space to, like, talk about things, or they wanna know about things, and you can DM us there for any topics that you wanna talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, follow Fixed PMS. It's just Fixed PMS. There's no other, like, kayak lo nyari Fixed PMS aja udah ketemu.
Gak ada yang pakai Fixed PMS. Siapa juga mau Fixed PMS?
Gak ada.
Kita doang. But yeah, I'm so happy that we finally have this Instagram. We have a space. Jadi kayak gak kecampur gitu loh. Jadi anything that related to our podcast will be, you know, we will have the same promotional clip every time the podcast is out, and then we'll have, you know, sometimes I love to see a really, really, you know, apa ya namanya, supportive quotes, you know, it really helps me get through the day, because we don't get the chance to read books every day, we don't get the chance to, you know, see those things and hear people say those things to us, but if I can spread it through Instagram, and then if I can spread it to Fixed PMS Instagram, then I will fucking do it. So if you haven't followed, follow us. Sadly, we don't have any picture together, so the old one would just do it. Sorry ya, kita belum
bareng. So fucking sad, no? That we have not been able to take a picture with each other in almost a year.
Basically. Bro, but we're the kind of friend who's like, see each other, and we would not take pictures together. We would just like laugh. And then, what are the odds of you and I bilang, Nick, foto bareng yuk, kayak berdua gitu, kita pasti jarang banget. Enggak. That's not.
Gak ada how... sih. Semua foto kita juga kalau misalnya emang berdua atau rame-rame gitu, itu juga kayak, yes, okay, foto grup atau kayak lagi mabok terus yuk kita foto.
Yeah.
Kayak lu tahu kan, gue cuma pede foto sendiri kalau misalnya gue mabok. But I'm trying to do the whole selfie thing more often, so that I appreciate my looks a lot more.
You have to, bro. You have to see.
No, I'm learning.
Aneh banget deh kalau semua cewek itu. Kalau semua cewek itu pada keranjingan selfie, Nicole yang paling gak bisa selfie. Terus, tiba-tiba selfie, pasti gue sama Hansa yang bakal kayak, lo mabok ya? Kenapa lo selfie? Lo mabok ya? Pasti kita gituin.
Iya pasti. Karena gue tuh pede kalau gue lagi mabok gitu, gue kayak, I look good, motherfucker. And then I take a photo, and then the next day I look at my phone and I'm like, oh no, what did you do?
Nicole is the weirdest woman, I swear to God. She is a character. She's different. Anyway, what do we want to talk about, Nicole?
Actually, before we get into the topic of today, which is kind of heavy, not really so heavy, but we'll talk about it because it is definitely, goddamn, it's happened to, you know, to us in different ways. Yeah. But one thing I do want to talk about before that is our Fix PMS logo that is on our Instagram.
Oh my God.
Terus kayak kemarin ini minta dari desainer. She's this really, really cool local designer. I'll tag her on Instagram if you guys want to find out who she is and if you guys want to contact her. Mm-hmm. But we tried to think of different things to put at the on the logo, and akhirnya logonya cuman gelas whiskey, terus tangan cewek, terus ada dua lip mark, and the two lip marks are supposed to represent Sabrina and I, and obviously the glass of whiskey is to represent our love for whiskey.
Duh! Nicole has been converting to whiskey. Thank you very much. I can't wait to see you next year so we can drink whiskey together.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, the logo though. The logo represents our two favorite colors. Mine's are pink, Nicole, the Tiffany green. What do you call it?
Seafoam green. That's what it's called. Seafoam green. That's my favorite color.
Eggshells green. Oh my God. For someone who does not like high maintenance stuff, you have a really bougie ass color to choose on.
That's very true. My husband tells me that I'm high maintenance in other ways, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, true. That is not wrong. We're going to talk about high maintenance and low maintenance on
gue tuh high maintenance. Gue high maintenance kalau misalnya kayak kebersihan gitu loh. Gue high maintenance.
Yeah, Nicole tuh bisa kayak kalau misalnya nih karena gue belum pernah liburan sama Nicole, which I assume it's going to happen soon. Nicole itu tipe-tipe yang kayak hotelnya jelek. Ayo gue bayarin, kita ganti hotel semuanya. Gitu. Dia bisa kayak ngajak semua orang
buat gitu. Itu benar. That has happened before, by the way. It has definitely happened, and I have definitely made everybody move. And I'm like, nggak apa-apa, gue bayarin aja. Gue yang bayarin, nggak apa-apa kok. Gue nggak mau. If I see a hair in that motherfucking bed, I will be like, If I see hair here, that means that they did not wash the fucking sheets. I will not fucking sleep on this bed. Who knows who fucking sleeps here?
Oh, we know. So on the next Fix travel, we know who's gonna pick the hotel. Not me. Usually me, and then the kids will follow. The next one is Nick.
No.
Lolo yang pilih. Itu Nicole di situ. Kalau gue kan high maintenance-nya adalah gue, ya udah, gue suka bikin rambut, gue suka bikin kuku, gue suka, ya gitu-gitu deh. Gue suka beli barang-barang. Kalau Nicole tuh tidak kebendaan anaknya. Nicole doesn't like to buy, you know, a lot of like expensive stuff. But you know, as I've said in our episodes, like two episodes before this, dia tuh bisa masuk ke toko yang $1 keluar-keluar bayar 2 juta. Jadi agak-agak oblok gitu kan.
Iya. Benar juga.
Lo beli apa terus tiba-tiba?
Lo tahu kan gue ke situ beli apa? Gue ke situ beli kayak alat-alat kebersihan gitu yang kayak, okay, what kind of sanitizers can I buy? Gue bisa beli kayak cloth yang bisa bersihin jendela. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Iya, terus nanti ujung-ujungnya dia akan beli semua kayak misalnya painkiller nih. Terus gue datang, Nick gue sakit. Lo sakit apa? Lo butuh ini, gue ada painkiller dari Barcelona, ada painkiller dari Amerika. Gue bilang, wah gila, painkiller lo aja pasti bikin visa ya buat kesini, ribet banget. Itulah Nicole dengan segala keanehan.
Tapi itu bener sih.
It is true.
Itu bener sih.
I've been your friends for like 3 years.
I like to get like meds and shit from other countries. Kayak gue suka banget kayak pergi ke pharmacy yang kayak di Eropa gitu. Terus gue bisa lihat. Ini gue bisa beli apa ya, obat apa yang gue bisa beli di sini. Because you never know, right? Maybe like some people react differently to different things, so
and then
I don't know.
There's a common belief kalau gue tuh lebih kayak, kalau buat sakit kepala, minum Panadol, tapi lebih ngefek kalau minum Advil, anjir. lebih ngefek kalau minum Advil, hanya karena gue kebarat-baratan. Wah, pokoknya gitu deh.
Today we're going to talk about something, heavy, not so heavy. I think maybe everyone I know, at least every girl that I know has experienced this in some way, either lo yang lakuin atau lo yang kena. So today's topic is cheating and cheaters.
Cheaters.
I know it sounds like it's gonna be like super duper heavy, but let's try to make this
yeah
as lighthearted as possible because
let's try to make it.
Gua tahu banget sih kayak ini topik yang lumayan berat buat beberapa orang. Gua juga termasuk grup itu. I don't really think about it as much anymore, but I have been cheated on a lot. But that's also because I'm very, very, very naive and very gullible. So let's talk about that. Sabrina. Hey. Gimana menurut lo? Cheating? Lo pernah cheating? Atau have you been cheated on?
Yes, I've been cheated before. I've cheated on someone before. Not proudly to say, tapi kayak kalau ngomong masalah cheating itu kan we're gonna go track back from, you know, junior high days when you don't know the boundaries and then you'll be like, ya udah, ini punya pacar terus kayak gini-gini sama cowok lain and that's what we're gonna talk about. Jadi pertama kali memori gue cheating adalah ketika gue punya pacar serius pertama kali itu SMA. We've been dating for 7 months, which I think it's like 100 million years when you're like 16, ya kan? Kayak, aduh lama banget ini, gak ganti-ganti, kayak mau apa, ya kan? And then there's new kid coming from another town, dari Bandung, terus kayak, he's super like, he play basketball, he's super indie, he listens to Blur, he likes Gorillaz, he likes all those stuff, and he draws, and I'm like, wow. Pertamanya, kita kenalan, terus, itu as a group ya, temen kenalan, terus semuanya cewek nih, terus ini cowok ini mau dijodohin ke temen gue, tapi gak taunya, at the end of the day, mereka tuh bawain ke rumah gue, dan akhirnya cowoknya tuh kayak flirting sama gue gitu, terus gue kayak, hah? Tapi tuh di kepala gue kayak, gue kan udah punya pacar, cie.
Lo umur berapa? 16. Wow.
Terus habis itu gue kayak cie, terus deket akhirnya gue jalan sama cowok itu, terus gue nggak mutusin mantan gue tapi dia gue cuekin kayak gue diemin aja gitu, gue diemin sampai akhirnya gue udah lupa karena dia lama banget.
Enggak, bentar, tahan. Gue mau nanya sebelum lo selesai. Lo cuekin dia karena emang lo udah mulai attracted ke cowok yang satu lagi atau lo cuekin dia karena emang lo udah bosen sama dia?
Nah, gue itu patternnya adalah kalau gue udah bosen sama orang, pasti gue ke orang lain. Jadi, kemungkinan besar gue suka sama cowok ini, cowok yang baru ini adalah karena mungkin gue udah bosen sama pacar gue yang sekarang, pada waktu itu, terus abis itu ada anak baru, jadilah gue attracted to him gitu kan, terus udah deh, dan memang gue kan enaknya begitu ya, kalau udah bosen pasti gue putusin gitu, karena abis itu gue jalan ke mall, ketemulah sama geng-gengannya mantan gue ceritanya, pacar gue ceritanya, terus ke gap gue jalan sama cowok, terus dilaporin lah dari sama sahabatnya, terus kayak, udah gue ngomong, terus kayak pakai nangis-nangis, putus deh, gitulah, terus putus deh, terus ternyata tuh memang gue tuh gak bisa selingkuh, ngerti gak sih lo, orang selingkuh kan harus kayak di-maintain ya dua-duanya gitu, di-maintain, terus kayak bisa ngejalanin dua pacar atau tiga pacar. Gue tuh gak bisa nih, gue tuh kalau bosen sama yang satu udah pasti pindah, ngerti gak lo, kayak I cannot like two person at one time, I cannot, it's exhausting, it's too much of a like maintenance to do, terus kayak repot gitu loh. In my opinion, I can't. Dan itu berlaku sampai akhirnya gue gede. Itu adalah cheating gue yang pertama dan kayaknya terakhir deh. Gue udah gak pernah lagi kayak cheat on people. Pernah gak ya? Udah gak pernah deh kayaknya.
Tapi karena itu juga lo cheating, gak physically cheating dong sebenarnya. Okay, ya mungkin karena lo juga masih belasan ya. Maksudnya lo masih 15-an, 16-an gitu. So this was lo cheating karena lo jalan sama orang lain, ya gak sih?
Yes. Abis itu gue putus sama si cowok itu dan gue jadian sama cowok yang gue selingkuhin ini gitu.
Okay, begitu.
Gue ketemu sama cowok pas gue lagi jalan sama cowok yang gue selingkuhin ini, tiba-tiba gue pengen lagi kayak pacaran sama mantan gue karena menurut gue lebih seru. Jadi gue pengen temenan lagi sama mantan gue, jadi cowoknya gue tinggal lagi deh.
Aduh, Sap, kita tuh gedenya beda banget ya. Kayak kayak lo tuh, gue ngebayangin lo kayak lo SMA. Lo pasti cewek yang keren deh, yang pasti kayak gue jadi temen lo yang super duper naif, yang kayak kita tuh beda banget sumpah deh. Gue tuh selalu ditipuin sama cowok dan like honestly I could never do that. Like I could never think about doing trying to think about whether or not I'm bored with a guy or not.
Yeah.
Tapi emang kalau gue bilang sih dari situasi lo, ya emang look, things in high school at the time seem like it's the biggest deal in the fucking world, but actually I think you were just kind of exploring your options.
Yeah.
And sebenarnya ya walaupun lo tetap jalan sama cowok lain dan lo bohong ke pacar lo karena emang lo enggak bilang ke dia, lo enggak cerita ke dia kalau emang lo jalan sama orang lain kan. Sebenarnya I guess it's like you going out with somebody else, look, the thing about cheating is if it feels wrong, right? Like you don't even, it's not even about like the physical anymore, right? But if it feels wrong, like if it feels like oh shit, I am doing something that gue gak mau cerita ke pacar gue.
Yeah.
That probably means that it's not a good thing and it kind of feels like cheating. Even though you didn't physically do anything else with the other dude, but okay, you didn't tell your boyfriend like the truth, right?
Yeah.
But I guess in the end, you kind of learn from that mistake and you know yourself now and you're like, shit, gue gak akan kayak gitu lagi sih karena gue emang gak bisa handle, gue gak bisa kayak suka banyak kayak beberapa cowok dan balance itu yang kayak lo bilang kan emang PR ya. Gue juga mikir PR, gitu kayak kenapa ya banyak cowok kok mereka tuh bisa ya, maksud gue kayak lo nggak punya waktu buat beresin kamar lo tapi lo punya waktu buat
jalan
WhatsAppin beberapa cewek. Iya, jalan kayak jalan sama cewek di Instagram lo, terus jalan sama lo pakai Tinder lagi atau gimana kayak
lo pakai Bumble lagi,
so you're not that stupid. Iya kan? Dan sekarang apa lagi ya? Gue nggak tahu. Kayak I'm really really glad like I never got into the whole like dating app world, but I can't imagine what that's like for people now who are still dating, like,
and they need it.
Who are like who find, dude.
And they need it,
it's
man.
It's crazy. There's so. So many outlets now that you can like try to,
no because like I don't want to look
somebody else
I mean like I don't want to look down on people who use a dating app because you obviously need it. Where else you gonna find, you know, a girlfriend right now if you work so hard? Kayak temen gue kerja di agency yang pulang masuk pagi pulangnya subuh, ketemunya cuma temen-temen di kantor, ya pacaran sama anak kantoran doang. Jadi maksud gue tuh kayak it's not, It's hard, and then when you use the dating app, you still find people cheats there. You know, sering banget tuh ketemu pacar orang di situ. Temen gue cerita pacar siapa di situ, suaminya siapa ada di situ. You guys like married or like dating someone? Itu sih sebenarnya gue selain nggak bisa maintain orang yang banyak, gue bener-bener tuh dulu tuh sampai temen gue bilang ke gue tuh kayak, kenapa sih lo kalau misalnya single tuh konsen banget punya gebetan cuma satu? Gue kayak, hah? Iya orang tuh kalau single tuh gebetannya boleh banyak. Lu tuh sama gebetannya setia tau gak? Jadi dulu tuh gue kalau misalnya single, misalnya nih gue abis putus, terus gue deket sama Eki gitu, gue kan ke Eki. Terus padahal when you're single, you don't have to be that faithful because there are plenty of fishes in the sea and then you should explore more, which I think bener gitu loh. Dan gue single aja, itu tuh baru tuh bisa gue memaintain banyak cowok di waktu yang sama. Tapi enggak. Ya lo lihat sendiri lah Nick, yang gue maintain siapa aja waktu itu. Cuman kayak, maksudnya, Nicole adalah saksinya yang kayak, hah? What? Siapa lagi nih, Sam? Sama lah kayak
itu,
kita
ngeliat. Itu bisa bingung tau gak, sampai ada cowok yang kayak sedih banget lo tinggalin dia yang, tapi buat lo tuh, tapi kayak bener gak sih kayak, ya lo kayak gitu karena emang lo tuh gak bisa
ya,
yang kayak, okay, gue suka cowok ini. Emang lo gak interested waktu itu ya, lo gak interested itu buat pacarin orang itu, cuman lo emang gak bisa yang kayak, okay, I like this guy, let me see, gue bisa jalanin tiga-tiganya, terus nanti kita lihat ujung-ujungnya kayak gimana, emang lo gak bisa kan, dan
gak bisa.
I think that just happens to be the way that you work, and like, I also work that way, but there are people who can, I don't know what it is, it's like they want to see their options, and it's like, okay, maybe for, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like different reasons as to why people do cheat, because this is not something that I want to like go onto Google and be like, hey, Google, why do people cheat on other people?
Orang tuh punya alasan. Everybody has a different reason ya to cheat gitu. Gua enggak, I'm not gonna validate everyone's reason, but this, I have this one unique point of view that I've heard from a few of my friends that she cheated on her boyfriend and fall in love with this guy, and then they end up together, and she admit that she cheated on, that she has a boyfriend, and they end up being in a relationship, and they actually, you know, become very happy right now. And I know two other couples who have done the same thing, and they gotten married by now. I know someone who hook up with someone's husband, and then they got married by now. So people find love in a very different way. But for me, I try not to be in that much of a like fucking problem, if I can say, because like kalau gue jadiin sama orang yang kayak pernah selingkuh atau dapatnya dari selingkuh, I would never be able to trust him, don't you think?
I mean, look, like what you just said, right, about your friends who have found relationships in, you know, they cheated on their whoever, and then misalnya kayak they found somebody else who was married or whatever. I mean, look, to each their own, people are all different, and I get it. Some people are even in open relationships where, yeah, gue punya pacar, tapi dia gak ada masalah kok kalau misalnya gue sama cowok lain, or vice versa, right? I'm not comfortable with that. I'm very much a one person kind of person.
Yeah.
I just think, kayak apa yang tadi lo bilang, gue juga gak bisa sih, kayak, because, and this is coming from my side in the sense that gue diselingkuhin berkali-kali. Like, I have been cheated on since I was in high school. I told you about the guy that cheated on me with a stripper. I had another boyfriend in high school who I walked into a club and he was dirty dancing with two other girls.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
Fucking French kissing them in front of me. And then afterwards, fucking, it was so gross. And he was like, he like looked at me and he was like, oh, Nicole. And I was like, mm-mm. And then she was like, but please, wait. And I was like, he was like, I didn't know you were coming. And I was like, oh, that makes it so much better that you didn't know that I was coming. Terus abis itu dia kayak kirim gue bunga, minta maaf, segala macam. And like, after that, I think in college, I had another guy who, like, we weren't really dating or anything, so it wasn't serious, but like, he also kind of like stopped somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously the last serious relationship that I had before I met my husband now, he cheated on me like over, I don't even know how many times. I mean, he got another girl pregnant once and like,
what?
Oh, it just sorry. Wasn't.
Was this one the one before?
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about a few things, right? Because I'm not an expert, but I have been cheated on a lot, like a lot. And I think that just is because I'm a very gullible person.
Yeah.
And gue tuh emang naif banget. Kayak lo gue ditipu sama temen-temen gue juga ditipu kan. Gue pernah ditipu nama lo sama Putra Mahan. Dibawain ke tempat horror. Gue pernah karena gue terlalu percaya sama orang. But when it goes back to the reasons about being cheated on, yes, people definitely have different reasons. So what I've learned is, like when I was cheated on by my boyfriend waktu dia pergi kuliah dan gue masih SMA, itu karena emang gue gak di situ. For me, that was a situation that was like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Karena dia itu pernah selingkuhin mantan-mantannya dia juga.
Mm.
Dan kalau menurut gue, cheating is a habit, right? And it's whether or not you can break that habit, if you have a good reason to break that habit, and if somebody can change the habits that you have. But everyone has a different reason for cheating.
Yeah.
Now, it's
yeah.
whether or not lo tuh mau balik ke orang itu atau enggak. Karena kalau menurut gue, someone cheats on you once, they will do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that from experience.
Yeah.
Unless the dude or the girl or whatever is a motherfucking saint and something fucking changed in them and there was like a miracle or something or some shit. But I can honestly tell you from experience that kalau misalnya pacar lo selingkuhin lo, dia selingkuh sama orang lain. Kalau misalnya dia nggak balik ke cewek yang tadi atau cowok yang kemarin, he will find something else. He will find something else to replace whatever you can't give him. And that's not your fault. It's not your fault that you know, because I always used to tell myself, like, shit, because my ex used to cheat on me with a lot of, like, actresses, models, and I used to be like, fuck, I'm not like that. Gue gak kurus kayak gitu, gue gak secantik gitu, gue gak pake. Like, I don't have that confidence the way that these girls have. And I used to always be like, shit, is he cheating on me because of what I lack? And I always used to be like, shit, like, it really fucking hurt my confidence a lot.
Of course.
And it's hard to get out of that mindset.
Yeah.
Tapi gue mau, I just want people to know that, dude, it's not you. It's just the guy or the girl or whatever couldn't find that something that you have, and that's not your fault. It's not your fucking fault. Like, it's,
yeah,
that's their motherfucking fault, right? They're looking for something that's not there. So go look somewhere else, motherfucker. Don't fucking come back here. But I really do understand that emang susah sih, karena emang kalau misalnya lo udah cinta, asik. Kalau lo udah cinta sama orang dan lo
udah bener-bener
sayang sama orang, ya kan? Kalau lo udah sayang sama orang, ya susah. Kalau misalnya emang lo sayang sama dia, dia lakuin sesuatu. It's really hard to be like, well, I guess it won't happen again. But yeah, it's a tough call. Karena gue berkali-kali gue balik lagi ke orang yang sama, walaupun dia selingkuhin gue atau gimana. But I know it's hard. But I'm telling you right now that once a cheater, always a cheater. That's my opinion on that.
Hmm. I think that menurut gue it's not the semua sih, everything and everything about cheating is I hate everything about cheating. But the thing that I can't stand the most is the dishonesty, and that shows your quality as a human being. Ngerti nggak? Kayak if you can lie your way out, and then you can lie to your loved ones, it just show what kind of person you are and how unreliable you could be in real world, you know. And you are not just a cheater, you could be a bad friend too. And the underappreciation of someone that have done so much for you, like, I mean, if you are a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you got cheated on, it's not about a payback. Like, you know, you gotta pay everything that I've done for you. I love you so much. What did you do this to me? It's not about that. But like, just have some respect. Have some respect in the union that you call relationship. Do not wait until like, because gue mau nikah nih. Jadi gue nunggu dia mau nikah. Gue mau nunggu kita nikah aja baru gue mau baru mau setia. Karena kan masih pacaran gini-gini. Menurut gue, when you're dating someone and you are still in a relationship but you're not married, if you wanna go and open that window of opportunity of you know, looking around, yes, of course, everybody have a right to look around when you're not married, you know. Tapi gak harus cheating gitu. You can end your relationship when you feel that you're already incapable of doing it. Karena menurut gue, when the relationship is okay and then you cheat on someone, it just shows more about you more than about the relationship or your partner. Karena ya, you are a liar and then you are disrespectful for the union. I mean, every union, whether it's, you know, marriage or not, you have to commit to it. You know, kalau misalnya lo nggak komitmen, pacaran, ya mendingan gak usah pacaran. Kayak gue kemarin-kemarin masih bisa sana sini, masih bisa deket sama yang itu, jalan sama yang sana. Tapi gue nggak pacaran, ngerti nggak? Jadi ya nggak ada salahnya gitu. It's okay. Yeah. Gitu. Karena lo udah pacaran, terus lo kayak jalan-jalan terus masih pengen gatel-gatel kiri kanan. Ih, ngapain sih gitu? Gak usah pacaran lah. Save yourself and save other people from getting hurt. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Kalau gini deh, kalau misalnya gue kenal Mario gitu kan, terus dia pacaran sama lo, gue nggak kenal sama lo, tapi Mario selingkuh sama gue gitu kan. How is that gonna be my fault?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be so tough because even though I know that Mario tuh punya pacar, tapi gue suka sama Mario, tapi Mario juga kayak, like, reflect back what the attractiveness and the flirting and whatever. It's gonna be difficult if you like someone and that person is giving you the opportunity to flirt back with them. Yes,
yes, yes, yes. And it always comes back to yourself, gitu, like, I mean, I think everybody is equally have been in a position where, you know, they're, apalagi lo sama gue dan Nick, we are in a line of work where we meet so many people. We meet so many good-looking person, and then there's a lot of people who flirted with us, you know, regardless the fact that you have a partner, you have a boyfriend at the time, or you have a husband, or I have a boyfriend, or I'm single, you know, they will still, you know, try their luck regardless, you know. And it all comes back to you. How do you want to respond to it? How do you want to react to it? Karena kalau yang namanya kesempatan itu pasti ada. Kalau misalnya if you open, you know, if you open yourself up, and then just like not in a good way, in a bad way. And I think, you know, it's psychologically speaking, if you keep on looking for that feeling of falling in love all the time, that's not healthy. That is so not healthy, because you can't be on the brink of falling in love every fucking month. That's crazy. That's insane. That's insane.
But it's not always, they're not, like, the people who are cheating are not always looking for love, right? Sometimes, like, this culture in Asia, especially yang kayak banyak cowok di Asia ya, karena ini yang gue lihat dari teman-teman cowok gue yang di Indonesia, di Singapura,
yeah.
Like, for them, let's say even going to get like a plus-plus massage or to get a girl and paying for it is like totally normal for them. And I'm like, dude, that's fucked up. He's like, ya tapi gak apa-apa dong. Karena ya cewek gue tuh di rumah, istri gue tuh di rumah kayak, okay, let's say like you have some sort of arrangement with your fucking other half, then that's really up to you. But that's fucking weird though, no? I mean, like, I wouldn't fucking want some random ass chick, even if it was just a fucking hand job. Oh, tapi gak apa-apa, babe, kan itu cuman pakai tangan doang, ya? Yeah. I mean, how would you like it if some guy was trying to fucking finger me all the fucking time?
Yes.
Oh, gak apa-apa dong, kan gak apa-apa. Kayak, would you like that? You probably wouldn't like that either if some dude was touching your woman.
I don't think,
dude. I mean, that's a whole other like culture that gue tuh bener-bener nggak ngerti sih. Dan gue tuh nanya sama suami gue kan kayak, lo sama temen-temen lo kayak gitu juga nggak sih kayak di Eropa gitu? Kata dia kayak enggak. It's not a culture that is normal. Well, for him and his friends anyway. He's like, it's fucking weird. But in Asia, it's totally normal. Like a lot of my Asian guy friends.
In Asia, it's so normal. Karena we go back, ya kalau mau kayak gitu kita trace back ke zaman dulu, you know, the prostitution and whatever, itu kan udah jadi culture kita dari zaman like years and years and years back. And then I don't know about that. Aduh, mungkin kita harus mengundang someone who likes to jajan. You know, just to know your reason behind all that shenanigans, you know, tell us why. We really want to know apakah sekarangnya akan kita berikan efek biar gak ada yang tahu. I don't know, if you're interested, DM us at FixBMS.
Yes, I actually would really, really love to know. I really would love to know.
I really would want to have that dialogue. Karena in my opinion, well, ya udah, if it's not my boyfriend, if it's not my husband, that ya udah. But if it's my husband or my boyfriend, that will be so fucking disturbing. Because it's gross.
Yeah, dude.
It's gross to me out.
It's like to pay for anything, any sort of like, I don't know, man. To pay for any sort of sex-related act, it sounds so I'm just not for it. Yeah, I'm not like. Mungkin karena emang I'm quite traditional in that sense that sex is supposed to either be you're attracted to the person, you feel something for the person. Itu kalau menurut gue kenapa mungkin lo sama gue tuh we've talked about this as well, right? Well, you and I don't masturbate, for example, right? Yeah. Because for me, masturbation is like, it's difficult. I'm like, well, I'm not really attracted to myself, right? I'm attracted to the person that is pleasuring me. So it's like, I don't know. For me to even think about having someone, hey, yes, let me pay you 300 thou. Can you just use your finger? Can you just touch my vagina and make sure that it's a good one? Can you just,
and then
let
like,
me just pay you for that?
And like, then he's just someone that we met for like, what, 5 minutes ago. It's like we're talking about attachment right now. Anyway, we're back to the topic where we're talking about cheating. Yeah, back to that topic again. And then, you know, how did you have to maintain the people, and then how disrespectful it could be. And I've heard so many like painful stories about cheating. Tapi memang ada yang bilang juga, semua yang segitu ada alasannya. Misalnya ada temen gue yang sudah menikah lama, terus kayak gue ngerasa he never heard me gitu, dia nggak pernah dengerin gue ngomong gitu, kayak gue dicuekin terus, and he just want me there gitu, he just want me there still, but he never, you know, listen to what I want to say, listen to what my dreams and stuff like that, and that makes the girl cheated on him. Tapi in my opinion, that kind of case, it's just shows that you have to communicate whatever it is that you're feeling, and if you're doing your part,
that's very true.
When it comes to like communicating what you want, and then because okay, I've heard so many reasons yang kau ngomong, ya karena dia kayak giniin gue, jadi gue ngerasa nggak diginiin lagi, ya udah. But have you tried to communicate that? And if you do try, yeah. Is it too late? I mean, like, if are you like in like 10 years of your, you know, marriage, and then you start talking about that now? Because it will be too late. Because communication needs to start from the day you're dating the person, the day you're like still like in that pacaran moment, and communicate everything, you know. And if you communicate that thing and yet he or she still cheated on you, then of course, seperti kata Nicole tadi, it's on them, it's not you, it's on them.
Yeah, honestly, waktu gue sama, I can honestly say waktu gue di in that my last relationship yang when he cheated on me a lot, I tried to communicate a lot of things with him, because maybe I also come from quite a Western background, and yeah, it was easier for me to say things to him in the beginning. Tapi dia itu abis gue cerita ke dia atau gue jujur sama dia, dia malah marah sama gue. Jadi lama-lama gue jadi nggak mau cerita, dan gue jadi takut gitu cerita sama dia karena gue nggak mau kehilangan dia, dan gue nggak mau dia lari lagi ke cewek lain karena gue ngomel. Gue ngerasa gue ngomel, tau gak? Itu gak komunikasi, tapi gue ngerasa kayak gue ngomel karena reaksi dari dia itu kayak jadi marah, jadi kayak sebel, kayak ngamuk gitu sama gue, kayak, okay, well shit, I better not say anything because I don't want to piss him off again. And then, I gotta be honest, and I'm not like, I'm not for cheating, and I've never cheated like before, but I felt there were a lot of times where I even felt like, there were a few times that I felt like I felt like cheating. I felt like I couldn't get that sense of affection from him. I got it from other guys who maybe felt sorry for me or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd always be like, okay, well, no, if he's doing that to me, I don't want to do that to him. I don't want to be that person, right? And yeah, now yeah, I'm in a much healthier relationship, obviously, with my husband. Yeah. And I can tell you now that even communication with someone who gets you, even when it's hard, you need to communicate, because if not, you don't want to communicate with each other, and then it just makes, the more you don't communicate, the more it's going to like build up, and lo jadi kayak, lo jadi semua build up, ya pasti bakal kepikiran buat lari ke orang lain karena, oh, this person doesn't get me. What is the easy way out? And the easy way out is finding something else, finding another outlet. But I'm telling you that if you want something to work, communication is a must. And even though it's tough sometimes, the reward for what is really, really difficult in life in general is going to be so much better, because at the end you'll be like, yeah, I'm really glad that I did that, because at least you said it. And as long as you can say it in a respectful way, lo nggak usah marah-marah, lo keep an open mind, try to talk to each other in a way that's like, okay, if I explain myself to you, lo juga punya hak buat explain yourself to me. And as long as we can listen to each other and keep an open mind and not talk down to each other, then for sure there's always going to be a bigger reward after that.
True.
And I'm saying that from like the experience that I've had with my relationship now with my husband, and we've been married for over a year now. And I gotta tell you, man, there have been times, especially this motherfucking year, where we're like, wow, I'm with you so much fucking time, and like we are always together, and we have to communicate. If not, lo pasti kayak, yeah, yeah, lo harus cari out the line, and maybe that's why some people tend to cheat, right?
You need to realize that you can absolutely communicate with your spouses or partner without bringing them down. That's the thing. Especially us girls, we like to win, we want to win, and sometimes we just say things that are hurtful. You know, like kalau gue sama pacar gue gitu, kayak lebih I want to say this thing to make things okay, not to hurt you. Kalau misalnya, but it sounds hurtful. Yeah, but because that's the truth. But I would not say mean things that, you know, purposely hurting you, because back to what you said, Nicole, I don't want to be like the cheater. I don't want to be, I don't want to cause it. And I don't want to be one of those person. Because I know lying to your girlfriend, lying to your boyfriend is one of the worst feeling that you could ever feel. And then it's hard to just fucking live with it. It's hard to just like, apa ya, kayak just like live in that feeling, you know? Mendingan kayak gue, kalau gue udah bosan, gue tinggal. Itu jeleknya gue. Kalau misalnya gue udah capek, gue pergi.
Itu nggak jelek sih, tapi itu emang gue bilang emang that's a really strong suit about you, karena emang kayak lo punya lo kuat buat bilang ke orang, okay, look, it's not working out, I don't feel it anymore. Like that would be a little bit difficult for me, to be honest, but I'm also, it's in sort of my, one of my like traits is I like to be quite loyal, and I think that's like Leo in me. But I think that, you know, it's hard for me to say no as well, right? And when something is bothering me in the past, I've never really said anything. Berkali-kali, my ex used to cheat on me, and there were times when I would literally be sitting behind him in the car, and he'd be in the front seat, dan dia itu lagi WhatsAppan sama cewek lain. Sambil dia lagi ngobrol sama gue. Dan gue bisa lihat WhatsAppnya dia. And gue bisa diem aja, gue bisa yang kayak, oh, okay, well, I'm sure it'll pass. But it doesn't pass. And that's not something that's healthy for you. I just gotta say that for girls, guys, if you know you're being cheated on, just don't hold that shit in. Because it kind of ruins a little bit of, like, a little part of you. Yeah. And for people who are cheating on other people, just really try to think about the other person. The reason that Sabrina says, look, it ain't working out, I don't feel for you anymore, or I like somebody else or whatever, it's because she doesn't want to hurt you, right? It's because you're trying not to hurt the other person. So you got to be truthful, you got to be real, and you got to just be like, okay, that's it. I don't want this to work out anymore because I don't feel the same anymore. Yeah. And even though that job is hard, and to be the one to say that, emang susah sih.
It is,
but it's going to be a lot harder if you're lying to the person, right? And if you don't have any sense of like empathy or guilt, kayak lo ngerasa, oh ya udah deh, for this time, kali ini gue bohong sama dia. No, that's going to become a habit. And if you don't feel that guilt anymore, bitch, there's something wrong with you. I don't know. This
menurut gue tuh kayak gini nih, kayak... Gue, I like to find the balance in between you and I. Like, I want to be in the middle. Like, I tend to, like, walk away when things, like, goes bad. And I want to be a little bit like, yaudah deh, kalau dia ini, gue lihat dulu deh, gue coba work things out in the middle. Tapi memang ya, it is so much nicer to have my mindset, because it's just like, yaudah, bodo amat. Gitu. Tapi jadinya kalau misalnya, tapi it affects anything else, everything else. Kayak misalnya cowoknya bikin salah nih, bukan cheating, tapi salah aja. Adalah gue cabut aja. Kayak gitu, it's just so bad. It's just
there's, I mean, look, so disposable. It's like it kind of proves that there's always like pros and cons, right? To everything.
Yeah.
The way that I am as a person, I know that there are definitely positive sides as to,
of course,
you know, gue jadi orang yang agak kayak gue, I trust people very easily, but there's also a downside to that because obviously I get tricked a lot. Whereas you're so strong and I look up to the strength that you have. That's like, oh, kayak I don't want to do this. I just won't do it. Or if I don't like you anymore, ya udah kita over aja. Tapi lo juga ada konnya yang kayak hal kecil. Kayak, gak deh, kayak, but at the same time, that's the strength that you have. So I think everyone has like a good and a bad side. No, not good and bad. Let's not use good and bad, because good and bad means good and then bad.
But yeah.
Pros and cons, right?
Pros and cons.
But sometimes your cons aren't necessarily like the worst thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? But
bad. I mean,
kalau misalnya emang kita ngomongin cheating ya, I just can't. I've been hurt too much by that shit. I just can't. Yeah. I'm not for it.
I mean, sometimes people are just like, you know, cheating, it's like a moment of like, you know, wow, there were a moment when you feel like you and that person is like, well, whatever. And then that feeling when you flirted with somebody else. But believe me, yeah, bro, sis, when you're cheating on someone, it just really shows who you are rather than what, you know, anything else. Jadi, try to have some sort of integrity in your personality. That's what I mean, you know? Like, whether
integrity. That's the word, motherfucker.
Yeah,
integrity.
Bro. I don't want to be like, go around and then, like, and then have people not trusting me because they think I would. I mean, like, in my outer look, as in I am Sabrina, you will probably think that I like to cheat a lot. But I don't, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't. Because, like, why would I be in a relationship and just cheat? Why don't I just not be in the relationship and can just, like, you know, dick around? Mm-hmm. Why not? You know, that's an option. Mm-hmm. Jadi kalau memang kalian masih pengen sana sini, udah gak usah pacaran. Udah beneran. That's the most convenient way, and you are not fucking hurting anyone. If somebody's hurted by you,
and I totally agree with that.
It's not your fault because you're not in a relationship. That's it.
So I totally agree with that. I think kita recap ya. Mm-hmm. Satu, cheating on someone is definitely not good. I mean, if you're cheating on someone, you're cheating on your other half.
Yeah.
Please take a moment and think about your actions before you do them. Think about what it's going to do to the other person, who is a person, by the way. There's a reason you started dating this person. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that you were still with this person, and because you care for that person and you don't want to hurt the people that you care, right? For the people who are the cheaties, misalnya lo tuh lagi tinggal sama cowok yang punya istri, baby girl, I don't know, or guys, like, I know it's hard when you really like someone, but just think about what it feels like to be the other person on that side.
Yeah.
For the people who are being cheated on, I feel you big time. And just remember that if someone cheats on you, you're not the problem.
Yeah.
It's not because you're lacking something. It's not because lo kurang cantik, lo kurang pintar, lo kurang apa. Emang ya udah, orang itu emang nggak cocok aja buat lo. That person's not for you. And I know it's hard to let go of the people that, you know, who are not supposed to be good for your life. That's a toxic fucking relationship right there. But it will bless you in so many ways once you learn to let go of that. And for the people who have found people and have found happy relationships after being cheated with, you cheat on somebody with or whatever, like your friend, Sab, God bless you. God damn. So good. I'm so happy that y'all found happiness in your life. And, like, I mean, it is that I have definitely seen people be happier sometimes. And, you know, life is so funny like that, right? And I don't know anybody personally yang kayak mereka tuh selingkuh terus kayak sekarang mereka udah happy segala macam. But if there are people like that, then good for you guys. You have hurt some people along the way, but it's the ultimate goal is to get yourselves happy, right?
Yeah,
and that's what everybody just wants.
Yeah,
happiness.
And remember, to people who is inspired by the story, come on, no, not everybody will find the love of their life by cheating on someone or like get cheated on. So it doesn't have. Jangan lo sampai tiba-tiba lo selingkuh sama orang terus kayak, oh ini cara gue untuk menemukan cinta. Tidak seperti itu selalu ya, okay?
Just
do not validate other people's way, okay? I'm just trying to be. We're just trying to be in this open space, but do not be so fucking gullible, okay?
I wish I knew Sabrina in my high school days. I wish I had a Sabrina in my high school days to tell me, don't be gullible, Nick. And I'll be like,
you're going to put me in such in a lot of fight. You're going to put me, I will be legit coming to your exes and be like, you motherfucker. I'll probably do it because I'm that fucking protective. But hey, people, dengerin pengalaman gue sama Nicole. I've been cheated on too by when I was in junior high, and then that's why I tried to cheat on someone and it doesn't work for me. It's, you know, back to integrity. I just don't feel, I know, no lah.
Integrity, that is the word of today.
Integrity.
Let's find out the real meaning of integrity. Okay, that's how we're gonna close this episode.
Integrity Google.
Is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles.
Okay.
That's so nice.
Jadi kalau ada yang nanya tipe cowok lo yang mana, cowok yang punya integrity, cowok yang punya integritas. Okay.
Yes.
Jujur.
Yes.
Ya
strong
kan?
Moral ethics. Yes.
Your moral ethics. You know that moral compass, bro. You just need to have it. Man, udahlah. That's my criteria from now on. What type of man do you like? You know. A rapper with integrity.
rapper with anjing.
Tetap anjing, tetap depannya rapper, goblok. Anyway.
All right.
Hey, you know, finally we managed to, you know, talk about these things without being too heavy, because Nicole and I are a little bit like hesitant when we want to talk about it. And we're so scared that we're going to be so, apa, jadi kayak super duper strict gitu. But apparently,
enggak sih. It's fine. Gue ngerasa, I actually think that we can talk about this in another episode. Karena banyak hal sih sebenarnya, kayak cowok pergi plus-plus atau like different types of cheating. There's like so many different types. So we'll definitely talk about this in another episode. Yes. But our time is up for this episode. Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Like Sabrina said, we're a little bit hesitant sometimes to talk about like really serious crap. If you guys have any stories or anything that you would like to share about cheating, or if you want any other advice, atau lo punya topik yang lo pengen discuss juga, DM us at our official Instagram page. Yes, Fix PMS.
Thank you very much. And then we'll be waiting for your DM and then your request. And we're going to talk about a lot of more exciting stuff in the future.
Yes. Right. We want to grow this shit big, right? Because we're fucking bosses and shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. Anyway. All right. Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, thank you so much for listening to our bullshit. This is Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the feels. Bye.